Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezat Hashem, Feedback and Insight, Shir number 147. We're talking about love, which is not a feeling as most people believe it to be, but it's a conscious choice to be committed to that love of loyalty, and that itself, with Hashem's help, brings the feelings ultimately. Now, what's interesting is, what is unconditional love? What's the healthy aspects of it? What's the unhealthy aspects of it? It's well known in our culture that, I love you just the way you are. Unconditional love. But here is the thing. When you truly love people, you love them the way they are, but you also want them to change, but not in your own image. You have to put your ego aside, and the reason you want them to change is not to change to your satisfaction, but to change in the sense that they should become the best versions of themselves. So, for example, if you love your wife, you love and accept her for who she is today, but you would also want her to change and grow, but not to be the best version of a wife that's in your concept in your head, but rather the best version of herself, her true self. Same thing with wife to husband. Same thing with children. You love and accept your children who they are, for what they are. But of course you want them to grow. You want them to change. You want them to explore their potential and bring out their best potential. Same thing with friends. You love and accept your friends for who they are. But you could challenge them to change, to become better for their essential purpose. But the idea is the wanting to change. The truth is you cannot change another person. Everyone has their free will. You could influence them to change. And even with that influence, it needs to be selfless, not because it's more convenient for you to have a more loving wife, or it's convenient for you to have a more loving husband, but it's for themselves. So a loving wife tells her husband, for example, I think you're drinking too much beer, or eating too many potato chips, or eating too much cake, or you're watching football every Sunday, you're wasting a lot of time. Can I get you something more healthier to eat? Could you, spend some of the Sunday learning, doing something productive? Husband will say, well, I thought your love was unconditional. And the wife will respond, it's true, I do love you unconditionally. But because I love you, I want you to be healthy. The husband challenges back, are you trying to change me now? I thought you loved me the way I am. And this constantly goes on and on and on. And the idea is because the two people, husband and wife, are lacking that feeling of that shutef hashlishi, which is really the main shutef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that wants you both to be committed to your essential purposes, not to be controlling. In other words, when a wife is trying to help her husband become the best version of himself, she should not have in mind, in her view, what her husband needs to be like, but truly what the best version of himself is. But if he's not interested in it, then he complains she's nagging. And she gets disillusioned, and so on and so forth. It goes both ways. So the idea is that true love could transform people, could cause people to grow in great ways, in many ways. But the idea is to appreciate, and to really truly appreciate each person's personality, husband or wife, and not to have them grow in your image the way you would like, but the way they really need to be. And that's not always easy. Another thing really is the concept of constantly giving, also receiving in a gracious way, is very important. So we're going to go through, there's a book, Seven Levels of Intimacy by Matthew Kelly. It's a very good book. And we're going to go through his seven levels, which is a very, very foundational concepts of relationships overall and in marriage in particular. But the key really is, before we even get into that, is to understand what intimacy is and why it's such a legitimate need. Now, could you live without it? Technically, you could. You can't live without food. You can't live without water. You can't live without air. But without intimacy, you could survive. You'll live. But you won't thrive. And you won't become the best version of yourself. Hashem built it into us that we need various forms of intimacy. Intimacy of connecting in real ways to the people around us, to good people, and especially to our spouse, to our husband, and to our wife. And that's part of the way Hashem placed it in us, and this brings us out to be our best selves and our healthiest selves. And it's healing. This is what human beings really need. The intimacy that comes from a deeper meaning. The key really is the meaning of it, the tachlis of it. Now, you could chase different pleasures in the world, possessions and things like that, but everyone knows in their gut, they know that they don't take it when they die. They'll remain restless until the end. Pleasure, possessions, achievements won't fulfill us. It'll be a short-term relief, but then you yearn more again. There'll be always a discontent. A contentment is only by creating a lifestyle that tends to legitimate needs, legitimate physical or emotional or intellectual needs, spiritual needs. Intimacy is a real legitimate need, needs to be used the right way and in a healthy way. You will talk about seven levels of intimacy. This is a big yesod in all Bein Adam L'Chaveiros, in all human relationships, in interacting the way Hashem wants you to interact. We alternate between these seven levels. It's never a completed task. We jump from one level to another level, and so on and so forth. The first level of intimacy, what he calls, is cliches. Cliches basically means like superficial. But the truth is, in the Torah view, there's no real concept of superficial. Because every interaction is meaningful or can be meaningful. But what he means by cliches is the casual interactions. The interactions between people that reveal very little about their personality. It's a fleeting and superficial exchange. Maybe it's the person, you're going to a random store and you're the lady behind the cash register. You say, good morning, how are you? A little quick conversation. It connects people in a way, or people that they meet on a bus or on a train superficially. And how was your day? Fine. How was the weather? Okay. Basically, it's a really transactional or superficial, seemingly superficial type of communication. And there's many reasons we have this. It helps us initially connect with people. It helps us maintain a certain connection at a certain level. So, for example, I need to do wires in the bank, and the bank calls to confirm those wires. So I have a little relationship with that person in the bank. If it's the same person, then you have, you know, good morning, how are you? It's not a deep relationship here, but it is something that's very vital, very important. This is the idea that even those types of connections, the hello, good morning, how are you, and so on and so forth, has great meaning. It's hashgacha pratis as well. And to make the most of that as well, to recognize that there is a lesson behind every interaction, even those concepts that seems superficial. It is sad, but very often we have relationships with many of our children that are also like cliche. You know, they come, how was yeshiva, how was school? Okay, Baruch Hashem, whatever. And that's the end of that. There's no real connection. And that's why it's so important to go beyond this relationship, beyond this first level of cliches and superficiality, and to go beyond it and truly spend time with one's child, with one's teenage son or daughter, and connect in deep ways. To spend time with them because it's important to them. And this is important. This is not superficial. You see, once you go into a child's world or a teenage boy or girl's world, and they tell you about their world, you go into their world, then this is not cliche anymore. It's not superficial because it's part of their life. It's important to them for whatever reason, then it's important to you. He uses a concept called carefree, free timelessness, which means you just spend time with the people you love without making cheshbonis of specific time frames or tachlis. But the truth is that itself is extremely valuable. You're spending time with somebody you love. So even with a husband and wife, they sometimes need this first level, this basic level of intimacy, which is a cliche, which is more the matter of fact, the communication, where they need to get things done, and they're in that mode now. Or let's say they're together, working together to get the kids ready for yeshiva or school or day camp, and they work together as a team. So there is that certain, like, robotic, automatic tasks that each one does as they are doing this. That's also meaningful. So even though in this book it brings this as the lowest level of intimacy, truth be told, especially when you learn the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, no transaction, no interaction is truly superficial. Everything is Hashgacha Pratis. And that places special meaning even on those type of relationships or those type of connections that seem superficial. Saying good morning or have a nice day to somebody that you may not even meet again. If you went to a store that's not even in your neighborhood because you needed to buy something and so on and so forth. That too, you can make a Kiddush Hashem and respond with a kindness. And that is a special Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to be careful not to take this level of relationship for granted. After that, you move on to a second level of intimacy, which he calls facts. What are facts? Facts are everything from the happenings of the day to what we read about. They may be mundane, and they don't create conflict. You know, how was your day? Usually we say, fine. What did you do? I went to work. At lunchtime, I went to see this person, and then I saw this person at the bank, and so on and so forth. So the idea is going beyond just how are you or what did you do or same old stuff. You go into detail. This fact aspect is especially important in Shalom Bayis. We mentioned about Rabbi Zalman Meltzer that he talked to his wife about what he did that day and where he walked and what he... Those facts, the connection of facts with each other binds each other. The details of it is very important. You know, basically what happened by lunchtime, I went to see the doctor about my knee. And the doctor tells me it's healing, but it's been 6 months. And I'm not sure if she's aware of it or I saw this person in the bank and so on and so forth. The facts things are beyond cliches because here you're going deeper into the person's life. You're being curious about the person. You want to learn facts about them. You want to learn about their lives. So this is an additional connection with a person, trying to learn about who they are and what they are about. But the aside of all this is as follows. Every conversation that you have, every single one, can move you closer to become the best version of yourself or lead you away from your essential purpose. And that is our responsibility every time we engage in a conversation with anyone. when we open our mouths, we ask ourselves, am I going to help this person who I'm talking to become a better version of themselves, himself or herself? This second level of intimacy of facts, it has a potential to ignite our love of learning. You may have somebody that's very knowledgeable in different things, and you talk to them about it, and you're fascinated by the conversations that are discussed. And you take the conversation being truly interested in the person, helping the person, or learning some vital information about whatever needs to happen. Some people have these tremendous facts and insights on certain topics, and you learn from them, and they learn from you. And this empowers any conversation to be transformed from mundane and boring into certain facts that are fascinating and intellectually stimulating. So this is the idea, even between a husband and wife, of when they first did the superficial, hello, how are you? Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And, you know, things are okay, vague, cliche. And then now comes facts. How was your day? I went here, I went there, I felt this, said that. This happened, that happened. You share your lives together. And that creates a deeper level of intimacy. Bracha natzlacha.